Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we are back with the Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and here's what we have. We have a menu with three items on it today. The first one is the cop versus the woman video. That's the one where she is baiting the policeman, telling the policeman how to do his job, that they don't need that many cops there for the kind of call they're on. She absolutely baited him. Then he said, he paraphrased what he thought about her, and it wasn't very complimentary. Now, he shouldn't have said that. I'll give you that. All right, let's be fair about it. He shouldn't have said that, but certainly not worth a suspension without pay. And she was setting him up. And as soon as he said what he said, she said, "You're going to be viral." And she was a very annoying woman just from her voice alone. I never saw her face. I don't know what she looks like. Tall, short, medium, large. I have no idea. But the bottom line is, I think the police, who are sent out every day now in a thankless job, people throwing Molotov cocktails at them, people throwing building supplies at them, people shooting at them, some cops killed, that bad words I don't think is in the top of the bad thing list, but your opinion on that. The second thing is Cuomo, in his usual political mode, challenges the president to wear a mask and wants the president to put out an executive order making everybody wear a mask. How do you feel about that? And then back to school. There's a survey out. 68% of respondents in this survey said, send them back in September, come hell or high water. And I'd like to know how you feel about that. We got a lot of action today, I'll tell you that. Let's go to line one. That would be Carrie in Hamburg. Carrie, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Carrie. What do you have on your mind today?
Well, I always go through my news things. My husband said, did you hear about what happened with the 10 policemen and then that lady? What she taunting the police officers. And I guess I always have a hard time with this because, you know, this was such a perfect storm of everything that happened with the virus and that, and people being home and they have all this free time and all these kids having all this free time. And the fact that she baited the police, I have a real hard time with it. There's that saying, never judge anybody that's too close to the ball. And these cops are going out there, you're hearing every day these shootings and things like that. It doesn't matter how many are there or whatever. They're just trying to do their job. They're trying to not get suspended. And even he said what he said, and everybody said, oh, it isn't. He shouldn't have said what he did. You know, being in that situation, if anybody else was in that situation or being baited like that, it's real hard, I think, to control what you're going to, if you're going to say something to somebody.
Oh, yeah. And it's the kind of thing where I'm afraid, as you said, and it's true, that they're thinking in the back of their mind they don't want to get suspended, they don't want to lose their job, and that can be dangerous for them. They've got to do their job diligently, but properly, obviously, but diligently. They can't worry about the next complaint and they'll be out of a job. I know it's easy to say, but nobody's shooting at me. But the bottom line is we got to let the cops do their job. And this is a slap in the wrist at most, as far as I'm concerned.
I just kind of takes me back to that story when the person tried to put the fire in City Hall. And you saw Mayor Brown's reaction. And he said, you know, we're going to find you, you idiots. That's that knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. That's a human reaction. under stress. It's a human reaction. I'm glad you brought up the Mayor Brown situation, because that's not quite as less explicit as the actual saying by the cop. But the bottom line is, you're under a lot of stress. You don't know what's happening next. You don't know if you're going to go home and have dinner with your family or not. So I think we got to cut him some slack there.
In the protests that were near his house, I would love to bend the fly on the wall to see what he had to say about that. I'm sure he wasn't holding everything back. You know, when you're in that situation, that knee jerk, that's when it makes it tough. And when you were asking about masks, we were at the grocery store on Sunday, and everybody had their masks on. Everybody's, and I saw there was all colors. Okay, were there, and what do I see? Two black guys come in, big eyes, no masks. So you're saying that you don't want to be a Karen. You don't want to, as they say that now, why they don't have their mask on. But to me, are you going to have the nerve to come up and say something to me? Are they baiting you again to say something so that there can be a whole viral situation going on? I had to hold myself back not to ask or to say anything, which I wouldn't have anyways, but to not say something to these people. But you just wonder what's going through their heads. Are you trying to do this? It probably becomes my biggest question. Are you trying to really get people really aggravated?
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of now. I saw a video, a national video, of a woman who they refused to check her out until she put a mask on. So she was taking everything in her basket and throwing it against the floor. So apparently that was her reaction. We're in a time and an era right now where we have short tempers. And when you have short tempers, bad things can happen. I hope things calm down a little bit. What about school? 68% of the people in this recent survey, that's the teachers, the students, the auxiliary workers, all of them say schools should come back in the fall no matter what.
I think they should too. I think this is not helping matters either. These kids have nothing to do. And here it is. They've got how many more months even till school starts again? I'm counting the months of when they actually go back. And I don't have any school age kids. But it's
School would have just recently been let out. Think about it. It's usually for a regular school, not college, but right near the end of June, and this is the 30th. So this is the time in our head where we would normally be welcoming the kids home from school. And now we're talking about when they go back to school. And there's some clues there. They've shut down Broadway. No, there'll be no Broadway plays until January of next year. Now, that's really going to impact the business side of New York City, because a lot of people come into the city at Christmas time, go and see a show, go out to dinner, do some shopping, and that's going to be out the window.
Well, I'm just thinking, just because of everything we have seen and how crazy things get sometimes, is if the kids go back to school because of everything they've seen with protests, are they going to protest at school to get out of school?
Yeah, that's a good point. The kids learn from others, too,
yeah.
And they see what's going on. All right, Carrie, thank you. Pleasant talking to you. Thank you very much. When we come back, we're going to talk to one of our dear friends that we talked to for a long time, and that's Frank from Tonawanda. On News Radio 930 WBEN. On our text board, we got one. I'm going to paraphrase, but it's pretty close. If that was my daughter taunting the policeman, she'd go viral when she got home. And that's right. There's so little respect for anything or anybody. I say girl. I don't know how old she is. I've not seen her. Just her voice, which is haunting. Not hauntingly attractive, just haunting. It seems like she's a total brat, if nothing else, out looking for trouble, and she found it. And now, great, maybe she can go viral. So, instead of doing other things, now they're just looking with their phone on their camera to go find something to go viral with. Let's go to line two, which is Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay in this crazy world, Frank. What's up with you? How things going?
Oh, when are the police going to get a bill of rights for themselves? It seems like everybody can get abused, these guys or these women. They can hurtle insults at them, throw all sorts of stuff at them. And like you said, Molotov cocktails, in some instances, they've been murdered. So when is somebody going to stand up and say, here, here's a Bill of Rights for these policemen who go out and do their job every day, and, you know, their loved ones never know whether or not they're going to come back home. I mean, it's a thankless, dirty job. And I tell you what, every time I see a policeman, I go and I tell him, I said, you guys are doing a great job. And I sure would be very upset if you guys wouldn't show up if I ever had a 911 call. But, you know, that woman should be arrested for verbally assaulting a police officer while he was in the process of doing his duty.
How about harassment? There's got to be something on the books regarding harassment, because that's what she was doing. A non-professional by any standard, was telling them that they don't need that many cops there for this kind of a call. And then she's, for the guy on drugs, she turns to the cop that called her the name and says, yeah, he doesn't have to talk to her. He doesn't have to talk to them, you know. Miss Smartass, she probably learned that from watching NCIS or something like that. But the bottom line is she was harassing the guy. And he fell for it. He bit on it. He shouldn't have said what he said. But I wouldn't punish him. I would let him off with a warning to just watch the vocabulary.
For sure. I mean, a reprimand would have been in order. But other than that, to suspend a guy without pay, that's a little harsh. And I know it's a long process that they have to go through with internal affairs before if he gets his job back or he gets demoted or whatever, you know. And I really feel for him. Hey, listen, we have all been in that position.
I would bet that cop has heard those words from his superiors well before this. That is not, you know, it's not the end of the world. Go ahead, Frank.
No. And I'm sure that a lot of officers take this verbal abuse every day. And I'm sure it's not more than once a day. I'm sure it's done multiple times during the day. Not only the policemen, the firemen, too. They get their share of the verbal abuse, because I know a few firemen, and they go through this too all the time. Here you're coming to put a fire out, and they're shutting off the water intake, all this stuff. Some of the stories I could tell you about some of the Buffalo policemen, would whatever hair you have left would be standing on your head. But, you know, I do feel for them, because I've had a lot of friends that were police officers, and you know, it's a tough job. It's a rough job. They're underpaid. They work long hours. They have to wear those vests in extreme heat. They're under a lot of scrutiny. Every move that they make is on video now. And, you know, and I just don't understand where our society is going. Kids, at least when I was young, I was brought up to respect my elders, to respect authority.
This woman sounds young. And he says, how old are you, 12, 14? I don't know if he was saying that to diminish her self-esteem, or if she really is very, very young. I have no idea. But the bottom line is, a lot of these protesters, I saw one yesterday on TV where a woman from New York, good for her, good for the loud woman from New York City, just totally dressing down this young guy who was there with his girlfriend protesting, right? And she keeps calling him boy. No man wants to be called boy, I can tell you that. He keeps calling him boy. Luckily, he's white, because if he was black and she was calling him boy, the world would be over now. A nuclear address to handle it. A lot of these people are just young punks. These are not seasoned veterans. They're young punks. It's almost like it gives them something to do.
Well, you said it there, Sandy. It gives them something to do. They have nothing better to do with their time. They got out of school early, those that were going to school. And a lot of these young kids are college kids in between semesters. They're bored. They've been home. They've been quarantined, whatever. Now, it doesn't make any excuses, but they feel that now I can go out there and I can express my opinion. And you're using the George Floyd thing to enhance their activities. And if you ask the average person in those crowds, those rioters, who George Floyd is, I bet you 50% of them couldn't even tell you who he was.
I'm going to give you a little test, okay? A famous person in a meeting within the last couple of days because it was posted online. One of the things he said was, keep it up regarding he was saying it to make it protest, but he knew by saying keep it up, he meant all of it. Protest, violence, all. A famous person, B-O, has got nothing to do with his hygiene. Those are his initials. Do you know who I'm talking about?
B-O.
B-O. Come on, Frank. This is an easy home run for you. B-O. Da-da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum.
Jackson, are we?
Are you giving up?
What? I said Bo Jackson. I don't know.
No, it's not. Bo Jackson, that would be B-J, which is something totally different. But they might say the same thing. Keep it up.
Hey, now you...
What are you trying to get me suspended without pay? The good part about working for Intercom, when they suspend you without pay, it doesn't make much difference.
You know, Sandy, I'm not making any.
It's Bo, but come on.
Can I answer it?
Okay, Tony.
Barack Obama.
Hey, Tony wins the mug. Very nice, Tony. Very good.
We both said that at the same time. No, but you're right, though. I mean, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. He had 8 years when he was president to quell and bring the divide together, and he didn't.
Well, you know what he did do? He is, I think, partially and in a large part responsible for what's going on now. Because as we pointed out for 8 years, every damn speech he made had an underlying theme of how come they have something you don't. That's why you got the college kids who haven't paid for their share of their use of the bedroom, for crying out loud, at mom's house. That's why they're going after people who've made something in their life and they have a nice house. We saw that yesterday. These kids are on the loose, free time, bored to death. And Barack Obama told me, how come he has something I don't have? And that's, I think, a foundation of this. Hey, thanks. Remind me not to send you to any kind of quiz show where there are questions, Frank. Bo Jackson? Okay.
Bo Diddley?
Hey, Bo Diddley. Okay, we'll be back after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and we got three questions today. Three, not one, not two, but three questions. Question number one is the cop versus the woman of a video, okay? You've heard it. You've heard the voice, whatever. My position is she went there to goad him. She was looking for somebody to goad when he finally said something totally inappropriate. No question about that. She said, now you're going to be viral. So, you know, she's out looking for something to be viral. So the cops got suspended without pay, and I don't think it's right. I think you slap on the wrist, watch your language, and that's that. She was looking for it. She really was. You can tell, because I think she referred to, we got him this time, something like that. So no question in my mind that she was looking for something to go viral.
Sandy, can I add something to this?
Sure.
This is goes back to when I was 16 years old and I got my driver's license. My father instructed me. He says, telling me that you're going to be out driving. If you get pulled over, this is how you are to respond. You are to say, yes, sir. No, sir. You do what you were told. If he asked for your license and registration, you hand it over. When did we all of a sudden become roadside lawyers where everybody feels the need to argue their case in front of the cop? The cop doesn't want to hear you argue your case. That's up for a judge or to hire a lawyer to argue your case for you, not when you are pulled over. And I remember this goes back to we had Sheriff David Clark in studio, about 4 years ago. And I brought up, I said, Sheriff, do we need to educate the public on how to act when they are pulled over? And he kind of laughed and said how sad it is that I even have to ask that question. But here we are, and it's more relevant than ever.
Well, I can tell you why they do that. They have television sets. And they see in Seattle the CHOP section there. That mayor and the governor have allowed four people to be shot, two people to be shot dead, and they haven't done anything to them. So they know with the atmosphere out there today, nothing's going to happen to them. They can do or say anything they want. Now, what is a cop? A cop represents authority. What do kids not like? Like all kids don't like authority, but they have no respect for it at all. So that's why they can go out there and flap their mouth at the cops and the way the cops are doing their job. I think that any of these politicians who are weak-kneed about the cops should ride in a cruiser for a day and follow up on the calls that they get. I think you'd change your mind. I really do. Okay, so the next question after that would be wearing a mask. Governor Cuomo said that the president should wear one, and he should put an executive order out that everybody has to. Well, I wear one all the time. I've only been out of the house 3 times. And I wore it in the car. That's it. Okay? I've never and not been near anybody with this mask. Now, I called the lovely Lisa today from Wedding Cake Heaven. Yes. Can you guess where it is? Tony, can you guess where Wedding Cake Heaven is?
Oh, I have a pretty good idea. Would it be the same place that I would go to get a Kringle?
It could be. And the answer is, what's your answer?
Olson's.
Olson's, that's right. They're going to do the wedding cake. And this is the advantage, you know, of not having many friends. It doesn't have to be a huge cake. Although, I do want a huge cake anyway, because If people leave a lot behind, that's more for me. You know, I'll be eating wedding cake for 5 years, and I'm going to take your advice and ask for the buttercream frosting. That
oh,
is so
that's the
so
best.
Good.
It is.
And Buzzy and Tony, I'm going to have Bernie and I on the top of the cake, and you two standing in back of us.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like it.
Oh, I can almost taste that frosting right now.
And we're going to the venue today and set up that. So things are actually taking place.
That's so cool.
Yeah. The third question here is back to school. 68% of a recent survey published in the Buffalo News say, yes, get those kids back to school. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let's go to Art in Hamburg on line 3. Line 3, Art, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Art.
How are you doing?
Hello, Art.
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on the air. What can I do for you today?
To answer the questions that you had posted.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
All right, mask wearing, I think people should do it, especially if they cannot keep the 6 feet.
Yeah, especially if you're going to be out at the grocery store, things like that, sure.
And on Carl yesterday, a lot of people gave him a lot of trouble about it, like, frankly, and I was, like, really shocked that they're like, I don't ever want to wear it, and I don't want to, you know, even if I'm 2 feet in front of you, I shouldn't have to. We just want to live, and I'm like, what a bad position. And it was
okay. Yeah, it's controversial that the president, he's never said why, but it's obvious that he doesn't like to wear it. Some people have said that his advisors have told him that a president wearing a mask shows weakness. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but the bottom line is, I think if you're among a large crowd and you're not speaking, I mean, it'd be hard like to do a rally with a mask on because you wouldn't be able to hear them. What about the girl versus the cop? What do you think of that?
Oh, that, yeah. That girl, it reminds me a lot of before coronavirus, you had all the challenges. You know, the challenge like swallow a Tide Pod and this and that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Facebook famous for a minute. And that pretty much what sounds like she was trying to do, like try to get her bit of fame, like her viral moment, as she put it.
She sounded like a spoiled brat to me. Now, the cop was wrong in saying what he did. I'll give you that. But she sounded like a spoiled brat looking for trouble.
Years ago, I was a TSA, officer, and I resigned. But the point is, they taught you, you know, you basically have to take it and have a command presence, and you just sit there and you take it. Especially when people are heated and angry, this and that. So he was kind of wrong on that with the choice of the language. Personally, she deserved it, in my opinion. But at the same time, if you're in that position, you're in a uniform, you have to hold a certain public.
Well, look at those people in uniform of the National Guard. A while back, there was a line of National Guard. There's been so much stuff going on, I don't remember which one. And you had people doing that, too. You had them coming right up. They were wearing face guards, clear plexiglass face guards. And there were people with their nose practically on the face guard shouting at them. Now, something's wrong with that. There should be a law against harassment of law enforcement. And I don't know why there isn't. That's not just free speech. They take free speech like you can abuse people with your free speech and stuff like that. You can keep them from doing their job, and you can't, and you shouldn't. And I think we need some people with a little bit more decorum, shall we say. Okay, got to run. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, I just saw a picture of the girl from the first question, the girl versus the cop, the one who has the annoying voice. I will say this. I'll be honest. I'm fair and open. And, Tony, have you seen a photo of this girl?
Yes, I have.
Because I wasn't sure. I got to kind of figure in my head. Is she old? Is she young? I didn't know. All I knew is her voice was terrible. Okay?
She's definitely young.
Yeah, she's definitely young. And very attractive.
Yeah, she's
However,
pretty.
Let me just say this. She's not nearly enough attractive to put up with that voice and that attitude. I'm telling you, I would rather jump off a cliff then listen to that for the rest of my life. How about you, Tony? Are you willing to join in the Count Us Out Club?
Yeah, count us out.
Yeah, exactly. How about Buzzy? Has Buzzy seen the picture?
I have not seen the picture.
Oh, well, she's very attractive, Buzzy.
That's what I hear.
Very attractive, but imagine every conversation for the rest of your life listening to that voice. Because I can't. I cannot. I'm sorry. It could be anybody on Fox News. Forget it. Could be Ainsley, and I count me out. So anyway, and on her Facebook, she's got thank you for your support and all that stuff, and she's kind of scrounging for money. That's what it looks like.
You think we'll get a thank you for pointing out that she's attractive?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
She'll probably send me a very nice card with a sentiment on it, you know. And I will know it's from her because I have a pet name for it, Sweetie. Okay, let's go to Maura in Hamburg. That's a pretty name, Hamburg. No, it's Maura's a pretty name. Maura, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Maura.
I guess Hamburg is being represented today.
It is. It's a Hamburg. We had Art from Hamburg on earlier.
Yeah, now you've got Maura.
Yeah, what's going on, Maura?
Well, I had to express my opinion.
Sure.
Regarding the woman, I will refrain from calling her a young lady that had the encounter with the police officer.
Yeah.
She had quite the attitude and absolutely no respect for the police officer trying to do his job.
Bingo.
I was wondering, who is she to determine how many officers were needed related to that police call that was received?
It's good enough. That's a good point. I mean, they had enough to take care of it, and she said, you don't need that many. And then later she also said to him, regarding the guy who was on drugs who was giving them a problem, she also said about him, he doesn't have to talk to you, you know. Like, she's one of these drugstore lawyers who thinks she knows all the answers because she saw a couple of things on TV.
Well, I ask, who would want to be a police officer today?
Nobody.
Whoever does, God bless them.
Yep, they're getting shot at. They're getting killed in some instances. They're getting Molotov cocktails thrown at them, bottles thrown at them. And then they're supposed to just sit back and take it. I think when they signed up to be a cop, they didn't sign up to just sit back and take it. They signed up. They have the same rights to self-defense as anybody else does. They don't lose that when they put the badge on.
Oh, I totally agree.
So I think I know which side you're coming down on there. How about our second question? Wear a mask. Andrew Cuomo politically says to the president, wear a mask and sign an executive order that everybody wears a mask. What do you think of that?
Well, I think if you're in a public place, in a grocery store with a group of people or whatever, yes, you should wear a mask. But as far as the president is concerned, I don't think there's that many people that get closer than 20 feet to him. And I think it would I see no harm in him not wearing a mask during speaking engagements.
Okay, I hear you loud and clear. Well, thank you, Maura. I'm glad you called, and a second hamburger. Thank you very much. Of course, wearing a mask is controversial, but it shouldn't be. In Tony's high school days, when he was dating, he insisted that all the girls he dated wear a mask.
Ouch.
And nobody ever heard of the virus.
Yeah, I was so well ahead of my time.
You were ahead of your time, Tony. You wear a mask, you can come out with Tony. We'll get pizza and wings and watch car shows. What do you think? What is that show you're watching now? Something dumpsters or
Roadkill.
Roadkill.
Yeah, I started watching that on Motor Trend TV.
I was doing a remote in Wisconsin, and some guy came in and gave me a package. He was a truck driver, and he had run over a deer. And in Wisconsin, if you run over something like that, you can keep the meat, okay? So he kept the meat and had a portion of it packaged up, and he brought it to me. And he was quite proud that he was giving me that. And I didn't want to insult him by saying I didn't want it. But basically, I have standards, and my standards are I don't want to eat anything that had a license plate on it. So I determined I was not going to eat the roadkill. But when I brought it back to the station at the end of the remote, everybody was happy, and they all wanted it. So I gave it away.
Look, it has Goodyear imprinted right on the meat.
Yeah. Look at this. Time to change the sticker on our plate. But I try and be polite. I didn't want to say, what? I don't want that. No, please. I didn't want to seem like an ingrate because whatever it was, he was quite proud that he hit it with his truck.
Oh, man. I wonder how much damage it did to his truck.
No, because he had a big truck. He had an 18-wheeler. Yeah. There's no deer that's going to, if it's a deer. I think it was a deer. I could be wrong. It could have been something else, but that was that. I don't get that here, working from home. Nobody offers me roadkill.
Good.
Bernie's giving me traditional foods for lunch and breakfast and dinner. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. The three questions, the cop versus the woman. The cop used language that was inappropriate. I'll give you that, but it certainly wasn't the end of the world, okay? Words. Cops are going through a lot. We're lucky to have cops on the beat. And I'm thinking, if that's the worst thing that this cop has ever done, he's got a pretty good record. And what about the wearing a mask? Are you for it or not? Cuomo wants the president to wear one. I mean, that's political, of course. And to sign an executive order that we all should wear one.
Yeah, but we've seen plenty of pictures of Cuomo out and about not wearing a mask. And this
could
go over a month ago. His brother, who had COVID, was out of his so-called isolation harassing others on a bicycle.
Yeah, so that's the Cuomo bully family. And what about back to school? 68% of a recent survey published in the Buffalo News said get those kids back in school. They need learning. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.